5 p.m. More information about the position and how to apply can be found at kbu.fm/hiring.
Unhappy about the current political regime? Want to do something about it? Something social justice related? And how do you find out about these things? Portland Resistance Calendar lets you know about a lot of these happening in the Portland area for the next week. It's a weekly podcast. It's a blog. It's a calendar. It's a floor cleaner. It's updated on Fridays. Learn more at kboo.fm/resist.
KBOO Portland.
Several years, the end of September signals a time for a gathering that is held on the grounds of a Portland, Oregon high school. Park Rose High School is where Jim Pepper went to school. He was a world-class musician, a saxophone player. His mother, Floyd Pepper, was a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation, and his father, Gilbert Pepper, was of the Kaw tribe. They met while working at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and moved to Salem, Oregon to work together at Chemawa Indian School. There, Jim Pepper was born. The family eventually moved to a Northeast Portland neighborhood. The Jim Pepper Native Arts Festival was begun by Sean Aaron Cruz, who now lives in the Pepper family house.
I moved into Portland in 1996, and I bought my house in the Park Rose neighborhood, Northeast Portland. In 2002, there was something about the house when I saw it. I just fell in love with it. I bought the house, and then it turns out that it was the Pepper family home for more than 50 years. Jim Pepper, the musician, his mom, Floyd Pepper, the educator, and Gilbert Pepper, his dad, and Susie Pepper Henry, his sister, and Jim Pepper Henry, his nephew. I moved into the house, and then I was minding my own business, standing in my front yard, and this car stopped, and this lady said, "Hi, my name's Susie. We used to live here. Wonder if we could see the old house again." And I said, "Sure," you know, and we had a nice visit, and she said, "You know, my mom would love to see the old house again, you know, could I bring my mom?" And sure. And so she brought her mom, Floyd Pepper. She was in her late 80s, and we had a nice visit, and Floyd gave me a gift of a CD of her son's first LP under his own name, Jim Pepper's Pow Wow. And I put that on as soon as they left, and in the second track, I realized that this tenor saxophone player on this album, this Jim Pepper, that was the saxophone player I went looking for 32 years ago down in the Bay Area. I only heard him once, and he was monumental. He was like nobody I'd ever heard before, and that was Jim Pepper. And so, yeah, so 32 years later, his mom comes to my house and gives me the record I was looking for.
Cruz shares with the Jim Pepper Festival crowd about the moment he connected his own past with track 2 on that CD of Pepper's Pow Wow.
Went back in the house and picked up the CD and wondered, who is this? And I recognized some of the names on there, these musicians that I was buying their music when I was as a music major in Sonoma State in Northern California in the 70s, and I was buying their music, and then I saw Larry Coryell was the guitar player on the date, and I started thinking about the one time I saw Larry Coryell live, and it was about 1970 in a great big roller rink in San Rafael, Marin County, California, and Chuck Berry was the headliner, and among the reasons that I never forgot that concert was because the crowd, big crowd, you know, room was big, big cavernous room, we're all sitting on the floor, and they hated this opening band, absolutely hated it. And to see, I was the only guy clapping in one of the songs, and then I remember I stopped clapping after a song because I was the only one clapping and everybody's looking at me. And then I remember I didn't clap after a song because, well, and everybody's still looking, the band was looking at me, and it was like that, you know. And then Coryell said, I want to feature my tenor player on this next song. He's an Indian, a real Indian. You know, and I already heard the band, they were fantastic. But you know, you actually had to have Coltrane, you know, in your experience to understand what they were doing. And that band, the crowd was there for Chuck Berry, you know. They knew all his songs, they had his music, they knew all the words. You know, they were for Chuck Berry, they didn't have any time for this. And man, this guy hollers out at Larry Coryell, my kid's sister can play guitar better than you. And you could hear that everywhere in the room, and that's how negative it was. And then Coryell says, I want to feature my tenor player on this next song. He's an Indian, a real Indian. And he comes up to the front of the stage, and he starts playing this song, and he turned everything around in that room. They got on their feet. They were chanting, singing with him. He turned everything around. It was crazy. And I was there. I saw it. And then they were gone. And that was it. And then Chuck Berry came out. It was a great show and all of that. But after the concert, I didn't drive north to Sonoma home. I drove south into San Francisco because Tower Records was open. And I had to find this guy. I had to find him. I couldn't remember his name. But I knew what he looked like and what he sounded like. So I go to the Coryell bin and started buying Coryell records, and I never found him. But 32 years later, I find him living in his house, and I just met his mom, and she gave me the record I was looking for.
Eddie Bellahay, Bo Shungi, Kiko.
There have been numerous Jim Pepper festivals, remembrances, and performances in the years since Jim Pepper died at age 50 in 1992 from lymphoma. In 1998, the music of Jim Pepper was composed and recorded by Gunther Schuller for symphony orchestra and jazz band. In 1999, the first Americans in the arts recognized Jim Pepper with a Lifetime Musical Achievement Award. In 2000, Pepper was inducted into the Native American Music Awards Hall of Fame. In 2005, the Oregon legislature recognized the accomplishments and musical legacy of Jim Pepper. He was inducted into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame in his first induction ceremony in 2007. That same year, his saxophone and beaded hat were given to the National Museum of American Indian in Washington, D.C. Jim Pepper continues to be remembered and celebrated around the world and in his old neighborhood during the Jim Pepper Native Arts Festival. Winona LaDuke shared her connection to Pepper's music and legacy.
It's a really beautiful day out here, out west, Ngobi Anong, and thank you to the people from out here, the traditional people from the Columbia River Territory, for having me. Always a privilege to be out here in this beautiful land. A lot of you probably known Jim Pepper most of your lives. There's a couple of Indians that was at Harvard together, and there's one, you know, one real solid Apache guy, and the one guy he loved more than the rest of us was Jim Pepper. And so I started listening to him in college, and it was a real inspiration, that idea of having a dream and staying to it. And it might be something a little bit out of your social genre, or, you know, what people thought Indians were supposed to do, but you was going to stick to it, because that's your beauty, that's your magic. You know, I'm honored to be here. I always want to come to this. You know, all of us, we're at this time in this world where we got challenges. You know, we got this spiritual opportunity to become the people we're supposed to be. We got this spiritual opportunity to find our voices and find our power. We got this spiritual opportunity to stand tall, have some courage, and change things, you know? So now's our time to say, you know, we got the courage to stand up. And that's what we got to be. We got to be those people. And do that in a lot of ways. You know, sometimes you do that because you're the people that grow the food or remember where your medicines are. You know, because that's power too. Because a lot of people, that was taken from them or beat out of them. That's good if you can remember that. Or maybe you're the people that have the songs or the art. Or maybe you're the people that can go and, you know, make the music. Or you're the people that can go and, you know, face the white man's system. You know, whatever that system is. And or maybe you're the people who can just say, this is where we're going. I want to say that one thing about music, aside from the fact that it unifies us all, is, you know, to me, I look out there some days and I don't like us humans so much, but music makes me remember how much I love us. When people shine in their beauty, and you can see why humans are so beautiful, and we may have botched up a lot of stuff out there, but we're also the ones that got beauty. And we can do amazing things, so let's do it. You know, be beautiful. And I look forward to listening to y'all. Rest of the time, little brief time I got here with my sister, happy to arrive. I think Jim Pepper would have arrived similarly. They arrived in the 1989 Ford Econoline. Looks like it's tricked out to about 1979. And that's how you should arrive at the Jim Pepper Music Festival if you have an opportunity, right? So he's here in spirit. I'm glad to be here in person with y'all. Thank you so much for having me. Rock on. Bye.
Oh yeah! Whee! Oh yeah! Whee!
Are you? Hey! Are you? Hey! Are you? Hey! Are you? Hey! Oh he! 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 Oh he!
Ali Ali,
he ho,
oh Hoo-ali-ali.
He-ho.
Hoo-ali-ali.
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 Oh, you are, you are.
You are, you are.
Oh, you are, you are.
You are, you are.
You are, who are.
You are, who are.
You are, you are.
You are, you are.
Thank you.
That was two songs from Jim Pepper's Coming and Going album. First, Going Down to Muskogee, and then Water. Going Down to Muskogee was based on a Creek Stomp Dance song. Growing up, Jim spent time in Oklahoma with his Ka grandfather, Ralph Pepper, who was a member of the Native American Church. His musical style drew from learning peyote songs and from participating with his family in powwows.
Oh yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married, I still love you. I'll get you yet. We are yo. Oh yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married, I will drive you home in my one-eyed Ford. We are yo. Yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married, I still love you. I'll get you yet. We are yo. Oh, yes, I love you, honey. I don't care